SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Yet another decisive victory for the Trump administration in its ongoing effort to rebuild the country following 4 years of the Biden team. During a White House visit Wednesday, Apple CEO Tim Cook announcing a major commitment by that gigantic company to increase its investment in U.S. manufacturing.
We're committing an additional $100 billion to the United States, bringing our total U.S. investment to $600 billion over the next 4 years.
The investments will be more about bringing of its supply chain and advanced manufacturing to the United States as part of its initiative called the American Manufacturing Program. However, it does not make a full commitment to build its iPhone in the U.S. A GI has shot and wounded 5 troops today at Fort Stewart, Georgia. The gunman was quickly tackled and subdued by nearby soldiers. 3rd Infantry Division Commander Brigadier General John W. Lewis.
This morning, shortly before 11 o'clock, an active duty soldier assigned to Fort Stewart, Georgia, shot and wounded 5 of his fellow soldiers here on Fort Stewart. Thankfully, all are in stable condition, and all are expected to recover.
The suspect, identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford, no word on a motive. President Trump will be meeting, maybe, with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as soon as next week to discuss the Russia-Ukraine war. However, a spokeswoman cautioned that an official meeting has yet to be scheduled and no location has been determined for those talks. White House does say that President Trump is open to meeting with not only Putin, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as well. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, a federal judge ruling a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds the law violates the so-called separation of church and state. The ruling only applies to 4 of the state's 237 districts. This is SRN News. An upcoming weekend series in Atlanta will feature Major League Baseball's first ever female umpire.
Jen Powell is set to become the first woman to umpire in Major League Baseball when she works this weekend's games between the Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. The 48-year-old from New Jersey will work the bases in Saturday's doubleheader at Truist Park and the plate on Sunday. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for game officials was broken in the NBA, 10 years after it ended in the NFL, and 3 years after the Men's Soccer World Cup employed a female referee. The NHL still has not had a woman referee. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Along the Delaware coast, more beachgoers getting a little more than expected shock this summer. Why? Well, jellyfish numbers are said to be booming along the entire coastline. More details at srnnews.com.